traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, next is Chris. Please.
Justin, have you had a chance to check out Logan Paul's new podcast?
Goofy, hi. Bye-bye, Goofy.
This is the second time you mentioned Logan Paul. What's your fantasy with Logan Paul? You love that kid, don't you?
Man, trying to get a reaction out of you, man.
Did you even leave the nightclub in Miami at all?
Like, yeah. What?
You're literally a shade of white I've never seen before. It's like transparent.
You're pretty white, bro.
I just look like shit.
You look terrible.
You look like a ghost marshmallow.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
Maybe
got
like
it.
A spray tan or something.
Get the memo. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for watching. We love you. We love you. We love you.
We love you.
If you're not subscribed yet, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify. We do an extended audio only Q&A after the visual. So yeah, big ups on the subscribe. Again, dude, I can't emphasize how much fun this show is. How are you feeling about it?
I'm loving it, dude.
Right? It's fun?
It's fun every day. I love all the fans, even those hating motherfuckers. No, I love all of the fans, man.
What about you, Spence?
Dude, my life ever since being able to host this with you has just been exponentially great.
Really?
Exponentially
great. You got that girlfriend because of this show, right?
Because, absolutely.
That's amazing.
Facts.
Shouts Angel, by the way.
I got a couple girlfriends because of the show, too.
Amazing. Yo, yeah. Chicks love clout. Wow. They love clout.
I wouldn't call them girlfriends. They're like
side
friends who are girls.
Friends that are girls.
Yeah. Okay. Yo, do you guys know paparazzi? Let's talk paparazzi. Yeah, this is not the name of a fancy Italian pizza. Paparazzi. For those of you who do not know, by definition, so a freelance photographer who pursues celebrities to get photographs of them.
Did I not say that?
That's what it is. Lady Gaga made a song about it. You may remember it goes a little something like this. I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Paparazzi.
When is it evil?
The point is that the paparazzi are huge, bro. They play a huge part in culture, taking pictures, video. And I've always been curious as to how they work. If they feel invasive when they approach a celebrity with a camera, how they find the celebrities time and time again, and all the intricacies of what it takes to be a paparazzi. So, you know, the nature of the show, as we do here, we got the motherfucking best in the business today with a YouTube channel with over 600,000 subscribers, a self-made man. He actually drew up the blueprints for the Hindenburg, believe
really?
It or not. Yeah.
Wow.
It's the man behind the camera.
Not your best work.
It's Fletch from Hollywood Fix.
What's up, Fletch?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
great
it.
Site.
How you guys doing today?
Great
Thank
site.
You.
Did you say not your best work?
The Hindenburg was... It's just...
He's done better. He's done
okay.
better.
What's your best work?
Yeah, I'll take note of that.
Bro, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Thanks for having me on. How you guys doing today?
Your voice is so... so recognizable,
oh,
bro.
Oh, really? Well, okay, yep.
So...
Hey, Logan, do you want to talk more about what's been going on with your brother?
No, seriously. Right. So check this out. I actually I know you by name. This was the last video you got of me. And by the way, guys, we're being cordial here, but this dude runs up on me all the time, bro. But check this out.
How you guys doing today?
I know that voice.
Oh, yes. Haven't seen you guys together in a long time, man.
Yo, it's just tough right now because I put acne cream on my face and the camera's all up in this shit.
Oh,
so,
man.
So maybe, I don't know. I like you, though.
Okay.
Jeff,
bro, that's you. You're running up on us.
That's true, man. Yeah, I can't miss you guys in the giant monster truck Yeti. I mean, that's the giveaway right there.
So I'm just so curious because you have been running up on Jake and I for so long.
Yeah,
and how do you do it, bro?
I mean, it's... It's pretty simple. I mean, it just, you know, if fans didn't care about you, then you wouldn't be an interest thing. I mean, dude, it's like I get my DMs blowing up. Ask Logan this, ask Jake this, ask, you know, what's Erica got to say about this? Oh. Erica's got a sex tape. Oh, we need to know about this. Like last night, my whole DMs have been like exploding, like fine. Ethan Dolan and Emma Chamberlain or something. And we got to know.
That's a big
Are they
thing.
Dating? Like, oh my God. God, and it's just like spam. You can just scroll through it of please find them. So that's kind of what sets the pace. And then also in conjunction with like the main website probably being like Daily Mail of what they demand. So you kind of like follow their demand. But then like with you and with Jake, it kind of came from the demand of YouTube, that's what the YouTube community wanted. Because there's like different...
I feel you. You're very internet-based, but you also do like A-list celebrities well,
and
as well.
That gears more towards like what the blogs like Entertainment are going to want. People online, Inside Edition, Entertainment Tonight.
Why? Do you sell the content to them?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. That's my job. That's my number one job is to... you know, produce media of the hottest celebrities. And then basically what you see on the HollywoodFix.com is the actual footage of that and the tapes of that. And then basically, and I believe the way the whole interest started was with, was when Cameron Dallas introduced, I guess me to Jake, but back then Jake wasn't as big as he is now. And then from Jake, then it went to you. You know what I mean? And that's just kind of how it happened. And then new celebrities are born every day. And then other celebrities die every day. Like they're no one cares about them anymore.
So I literally have so many questions. Like my biggest thing is, bro, how do you find these people?
That was my first question.
Man, how do you know where they are?
Well, with you, the truck is just like waving a flag like around the truck. That's the easy. You're like one of the easiest people to find.
Fucking but damn no, it.
Yeah,
no,
right,
do you use but drones? Like
No, absolutely not. I have no idea how to
tips?
Even.
Is it tips? Like, do you have sources?
Yeah. A lot of people, a lot of valet people, a lot of people that work inside the restaurant. Yeah. I mean, like literally you can walk past a girl in the mall and then she'll DM me, "Hey, Logan's
what?
Like in the store."
What does she get out of that? Does she get paid?
She wants me to ask you like who you're dating or like what you're doing.
I don't believe that.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's the way it works, man.
I heard that the people who tip off where the celebrities are get paid.
Some valets.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the whole source and root of why they're tipping you is because they want to get paid out of it. But also, too, that a lot of celebrities even themselves say, "Hey, I'm going to be here," because they're pushing a product. Like, say, if Khloe Kardashian is going to a baby store, she's not paying for any of that stuff she's getting in that store. So it's just, hey, her publicist says, "Hey, I'm going to be here at this time. We need a lot of media to come out of it. You know, it needs to be a big event." And then that's like free advertising for that store.
For sure,
Plus every article of clothing that she's wearing is free advertising.
We've done that. Like, I know for a fact, Jake and I have been like, "Yo, we're going to be here at this time." We're like, we did it for the KSI fight. We're like, "Yo, we're going to pull up to the airport at this time."
For big stuff.
Right. Yeah. And then the press conference that you did.
Yeah.
That was a known thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, the thing is, too, is that the where I work in Hollywood, like in mainly West Hollywood and Beverly Hills, it's not a big area. It's a small area, and there's certain places that are just very popular with celebrities that frequent, and you get to know people's habits, and you know, you just see kind of the same people, and you just kind of like get into a groove of it. And then
what are my habits, guy?
You have a giant white truck.
Yeah, but dog, it's like, okay, but still, you just, the city's not that small. Yeah. That, like, I should be able to drive down a street and be like, okay, I'm good.
I know, man. But the thing is, well, like, I mean, with Jake, it was easy because he lived there and advertised his address and would just be doing crazy stuff every single day. But with the other celebrities, I mean, it's just
patterns,
hot spots. And then you know people's cars. Well, you know, like if you see your neighbor drive by your house every day, you're going to start to know, oh, that's my neighbor's car.
Yeah.
If I see, you know, like Adele drive past me in her car, when I see her, I'm like, oh, there goes Adele. You know what I mean? And it just,
you
just
know Adele's car?
Yeah.
What's her license plate number?
It's 374. The last
Oh my God. You're lying.
I swear, dude.
You really fucking,
God. She's got a Ranger. I better not say anything.
You won't be the only one knowing what cars is. But what about times when it's not the cars? Because one that always stuck out to me was after Tokyo happened and like he was gone. Like everybody was like, yo, who's going to be the first to capture this motherfucker? Like on the internet, right? Nobody's getting shit. We went to Tao for my birthday.
Right.
And we went to Tao, but we didn't take his car. We didn't take the Yeti. We took an Uber.
Right.
And we didn't tell like a lot of people at all. And when we came out of that shit, I was like, yo, bro, Logan's going crazy, back. Because right. That was were the first.
That was all there was. I also had a lot of people that used to work for me that no longer do anymore for different reasons or whatever. But no, that a lot of that, like that video itself, that one was pulled down. That was from someone that I had hired.
Yeah. It was pulled down. We tried to find it.
Right. No. There was a lot of videos were pulled down due to like legal reasons and issues with certain people that I'd hired and bad business practices that were going on with someone that was involved in it. And that's why a lot of videos and a lot of stuff got pulled down. Yeah. So that's why that one is gone. But I know the video, it's you running out and you can't even see your face.
Yeah. Cause there's so many.
I remember that night. I was there too. And somebody got physical. One of the paparazzi got physical.
Oh, really? With Kelsey, the girl with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, I don't work nights at all. Nighttime to me is like chill time. That's when I'm like having fun, you know, with my girl, just relax, having a good time. But I work daytimes, you know.
I want to get into your life.
Okay.
Like, but first, I'm just so curious. Like, are there paparazzi feuds? Because like oftentimes there's a crowd of paparazzi and they're all just saying the same thing and everything is
each one represents different photo agencies. So it'd be like if you sent your friend to the store to go get like, you know, pick something up from the store, but then all your other neighbors sent them at the same time too.
One left.
And they're and everybody's just trying to get it. So each person represents a different agency, a different person that they're working for. So, and the thing with the night stuff that kind of more answers your question about was that was it Tao that you were at?
Yeah, that's specific night. Yeah.
And that is just a popular place. So if there's not much going on and you work nights, best bet is let me roll over to Tao and just see.
So you're saying we could have picked a better spot to go for the first
time
out.
Yeah, or like or someone that's really, really, really trying to hide is going to go out the back, or they're going to just cover their face.
I've never been in that kind of thing before. Like, obviously, and like coming out into that I didn't know what to do, bro. Like, it was like, because normally, like, I'm like, yo, car's right there, LP this way, like, whatever, girls, whoever, just get in the car.
Shit was crazy, bro. Is it worth it? How much are you truly making off of these videos? Because I know you have your self-owned proprietary Hollywood Fix channel.
Right.
But then when you outsource...
That's where it can get, I mean, you can make between several hundred dollars per video to, I mean, hundreds of thousands. It depends what it is, who it is, what they're doing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, okay, like...
it's lucrative.
Yeah, let's say if you have someone that hasn't been seen for a while and they really want to know where they're doing, or like say, if I get video of, let's say, George and Amal Clooney, if it's them just walking out of a restaurant, getting in their car, maybe a couple $100, not a big deal. If you have video of like George and Amal Clooney getting in a huge altercation and in a fight, or like if you had video of when Chris Brown beat Rihanna, that would be worth hundreds of thousands, maybe even $1 million+.
Oh my God.
So, or like the video of when Michael Jackson was brought out of his house in the ambulance or whatever, like that was another really high profile video. But your average basic everyday stuff is just going to be several hundred dollars or something like that. But that's basically, and then you have your photos too, you know, the photos sell the different magazines. Whenever you go to, you know, your favorite grocery store or gas station, you know, you see, you know, magazines, oh, Jennifer Garner's pregnant. Oh, she's divorced with Ben Affleck or all that. And all those photos, you know, people don't really understand, but someone has to be there to get those photos and sell them. You know what I mean? So just same as like you have to produce media for your, you know, vlogs and Instagram and all that type of stuff. There has to be someone to produce media for, you know, the worldwide outlets or whatever. So that's kind of where I come into play or whatever.
But don't you think the nature of your business is somewhat invasive?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This episode is made possible by PwC. A robot may not be coming for your job, but competitors are coming for your market share. At PwC, we pair the right tech with the right solutions to help you gain a competitive edge. Reimagine operations from the cloud, fuel innovation with responsible AI, and detect risks before they become headlines. That's human-led and tech-powered. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
I mean, it can be seen that way. Yes, I get that part of it. And I know people can feel that way. But also, too, that I feel like there's different... you can be really super, super invasive, but then if you're just kind of more in public areas and public like hangout areas, then it's not so much because a lot of people want to be seen. If I've got, you know, some like fresh new outfit and I'm, you know, looking good with my girl and I just got some $1 million check and I, you know what I'm saying? My face is on a billboard. A lot of people want to be seen. And then where it even gets,
even though they act like they don't, because a lot of paparazzi or a lot of celebrities are like, they won't even like look at you. They won't even talk to you. And I try to not be a dick.
No, you're very nice and very cool. And the thing is that, but also people have good days and bad days. So one day you might be having the best day of your life. And then another day it's like, hey, leave me alone. I don't want to deal with this or whatever. So it can go back and forth, but I try not to be invasive. I try to be polite, you know, respect people, you know what I'm saying, as human beings.
I think you do a good job.
Thank you. I try.
Minus one time.
Okay. Which
with me rolled up to his window.
Do you remember that?
Which when I ran up on you at the stoplight.
This motherfucker, bro. Like, no. Traffic, yeah. Santa Monica Boulevard. I'm in my car on the phone, having like an intimate conversation. And
bumper to bumper traffic.
Bumper to bumper traffic. Right. And all of a sudden I hear, Logan, don't worry. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
And he's just, Fletch is just there smiling at me. Like,
right. Yeah.
And I'm like,
well,
hey.
Now, the funny part was that I had to jump out of my car. So it was just, sitting in traffic, like blocked and running or whatever. But no, the thing, no. I could tell from the direction that you were headed that it was about to be a wrap because I think once you were about to cross over in Beverly Hills.
Because you follow me, bro.
Dude, you were in my neighborhood. You were in West Hollywood.
You can't go through his hood and expect him not to follow you in your big ass white truck.
You can't come through West Hollywood, man. That's where I live. Man,
you're not allowed
West Hollywood, then I'm gonna see you.
But you just always looking out your window, bro? I don't understand,
dude. I was, believe it or not, someone saw you and they called me and they were like, Logan's driving down Santa Monica Boulevard. So that's how I saw that. But also, too, there was a story because I believe Keemstar had just said something about you, whatever. I mean, I know he's always saying stuff about you, yeah, something about you and Jake, but there was something that was like, we gotta know about this, or so I can't even remember what it was, but it was at the time was very important.
Apparently, bro, you fucking ghost rode a car down Santa Monica Boulevard to hop outside my window. But like,
but you were very nice though, and you were cool about it though.
The only reason I didn't like flip is because
scared
like,
the shit out of
you. You terrified me, bro.
I apologize, man.
When like a ghost pops up in a movie, I'm like, fuck.
He came back here and he goes, I can't even tell you what just happened. Like he was like,
really?
Like he was shaking up.
Wow. You know why? Because sometimes y'all rattle me, dude.
Really?
Like I don't know what I'm saying sometimes. And I get like nervous, especially if the questions are like hard pressing questions.
Yeah.
And so I've taken a bit more of a like.
Well, mine are more lighthearted, but TMZ hits you with the like a million horrible sports questions. Like
that I know nothing about, but not sports. Just like they'll hit me with like a random like, yo, what do you think about the diplomatic relationship in Zimbabwe? And I'm like, I don't know.
Subscribe to Impulsive.
Right, exactly.
When in doubt, plug the channel.
That's right. And my thing is more of like, what do your fans and subscribers want to know about you? What are you working on? More positive things. I really don't care about just basic news topics and do that.
That's also why I wanted to have you on because you seem very, very in the know. You seem very cultured, especially with internet stuff. Are you watching this content? Are you literally not?
I really need to because there's so much. There's so many vlogs and there's so much stuff going on. And even like, you know, like I try to watch, you know, the different internet news shows about what's going on. And I try. But I mean, these vlogs are like 10, 15 minutes long. And it's like I can't sit there and watch.
Of course.
And then you'll title it like, oh, I wrecked my car, and I'll watch the whole thing, and you never wrecked the car. And I'm like, what's
clickbait?
Yeah, and I'm like,
gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, so I'm like, what's really going on here? But you know, you know what I'm saying. So,
or for like that little soundbite, that's like just a tiny little, maybe like a dig, like Alyssa just like roasted Erica for like 5 seconds in her last video, and like.
There you go.
You can't sit through all that. You don't have time.
I don't know. Yeah, but it's a lot of DMs and a lot of, you know, fan pages and, you know, oh, Logan said this, Erica said this, Alyssa said this, you know, and it just they'll bring the information to me a lot of the time. But then also too, if I know that I'm with pretty much any celebrity, if I know that you're there, I know that you're there, then it's my duty to find something newsworthy to talk about.
That's the mindset you've adopted. Yeah.
Right. You have to have, you can't just film yourself just brushing your teeth in the morning and post that and go, here's my vlog.
Yeah.
It needs to be, it needs to have some, you know, some actual substance to it.
The funny thing about him is he actually could do that and his fans would enjoy it.
They probably would. They'd be like, oh, pause it at 1 minute and 1 second.
Because the strokes I make are interesting. I got this brand new electric toothbrush, and I just kind of hold it there on one spot. It takes me a while. Just like,
it's weird.
I go through the whole thing. But, so when you're asking questions, how do you not choke? How do you know, like, continue? Because, bro, you are bang, bang, bang. You don't miss.
Dude, that's the hard part. That is really the hard part, is to just keep it going and keep it rolling. And then, and also, too, you've got to estimate the amount of time that you've got from person to make it from point A to point B. Mm. And you got to either rattle off your questions really quickly, or sometimes you have more time. You know, I had more time with you guys the other day because y'all were just walking all around.
Aimlessly.
You went Gucci. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of stuff, it's just, I mean, it might even be a 5 or 10 minute, I mean, not 5 or 10 minute, but a 5 or 10 foot walk before.
Do you ever bust your ass hard?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
hard.
Dude.
I mean,
oh, dude.
Like run into some poles,
dude,
or something.
Oh, it was backwards. Bad. Yes. Nah, man. The other day I was shooting Madison Beer and Cindy Kimberly. They were lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm walking backwards and I'm like shooting them like this, but I'm kind of like running backwards. And there was like a gravel pit in this... in this tree, man.
Oh, God, I hate those random gravel pits.
Yeah, dude, it's like landscaping or whatever. Yeah, dude, and I just fell back and it was bad. But yeah, they were just dying laughing.
Did you get the footage?
Yeah.
Is that up, by the way? I don't care about Madison Beer, I'm gonna
edit that part out though. You're not gonna see that part though.
I don't know. That might be
did
good.
You edit it out?
Of course I edited it out. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You don't need to see the camera like pan to the sky and like birds.
Shit.
Yeah, dude, it happens all the time.
Okay, but that's another thing because I've, again, Hollywood fix specifically, you have shot me. I get home, the video's up.
Got to, man.
How do you do it that fast?
There's not a lot of editing like yours. You're zooming in, you're adding effects and his Twitter name and his Instagram name and just plug the merchandise and links. And with mine, it's just more of here's the raw footage of what happened and getting the information out to the people as quickly as possible. It's stale. If you wait a day or two, it's going to be stale and they're going to go, Logan wore that yesterday. This is old. You're posting old content.
Or somebody else gets it. Like somebody else gets them later in the day. And then your shit's like not as valuable.
Yeah. Or it's on another website very quickly. And it just, you gotta be quick.
So how do you decide if you're going to sell it to another source or if you're going to upload on Hollywood Fix?
I upload almost 100% of the content that I get.
Oh, and they let you do that even if you're selling it to them? They let you?
Yes. Well, because I own the rights to it. I own the intellectual property and all that and all that. So I own it. So I have the right to broadcast what I own.
But generally when you sell it,
they're buying licensing rights. They don't own the actual property. Okay. They're just buying the right to license it like on Inside Edition or something like that. Like I sold a video of Jake to Inside Edition right after he was on Daily Mail for getting fired from Disney or something like that. And I asked him about it and he came outside and talked to me about it. And then it was on Inside Edition. So
I feel like that's clutch for you to have to have the digital platform and to be selling it. Like that's you're in like the perfect spot right now.
I'm, working on it and it's an everyday thing, but it's
every day, bro.
It literally is every day, bro. Except for maybe like certain Sundays and Saturdays here or there, but yeah.
Keep the Sabbath holy.
It is. Well, the thing is, man, you know how it is with the YouTube channel. It's like a boat with like holes drilled in the bottom of it. And you got to keep, you know what I'm saying? It's sinking. If you don't post new content, then people stop caring, you know, so you have to stay relevant. You have to stay fresh, new and bring new content every day. You know,
who's your favorite like YouTuber or celeb to talk to?
Definitely the host of Impulsive. You should like and subscribe and the all links right, in the bio and the merch link and all that.
That's it. Fuck all the bullshit. Who's your favorite person, bro?
I mean, like there's different times. I mean, like there's really different things. I mean, Tekashi 6ix9ine, like when I first saw him, I would walk into a Chipotle. He's standing on the table at Chipotle and like rapping on and I'm like, what is this guy doing?
What?
Or like one time I went over to Banks and Clout House or whatever. Yeah. And like he pulls out like a wad of cash and drops it on the ground. And then like these random strangers start walking in his house and Banks is like yelling at them to get out of his house. I mean, there's different moments or Jake, you know what I mean? Like having water fights in the front yard. I mean, it just, there's different moments and there's highs and there's lows, there's good times and bad times. So it's like, but I mean, really just, anything that's relevant and that viewers want to see, but it's, I mean, there's a lot of people. It's not really just one in particular. If anything, I like to see a mixture of people, and the more people, the merrier.
Like, has there ever been anything that you've captured that you're just like, holy shit, I cannot believe I just got, like, look at this one video. I'm not going to play it, but this one, Cristiano Ronaldo pushes a young fan.
Right.
Like when that happened, we were like, whoa.
Right. Yeah. That was crazy. And, that was right when I had first noticed he was there and there started to be a little bit of people gather. But after he was there for about another half an hour, the whole street was shut down. Sure. You know what I mean? Or like when Amber Rose started bawling, crying, saying like, Kanye called her a hoe or Wiz called her a hoe or something like that. I didn't expect her to bawl, you know, crying or whatever. But I mean, yeah, all those different things are like the porn star Mia Khalifa. I didn't know anything about her, like how she was going to react. And I mean, she ended up just running in the car and like slamming the door, but she was dying.
So you're saying we shouldn't have her as a guest?
Yeah, dude, she gets views, man. If you get her, you should schedule that.
Working on it.
Mia Khalifa, if you're watching this.
Yeah, Mia Khalifa, you should come through.
Come on our show.
And she's actually really nice and really cool. Like every time that I've, you know, ran into her, she was like really chill and knows a lot about sports.
So why not work for TMZ?
I've had that offer a few times, but it's like, it'd be like, I mean, I don't really want to say like, it'd be like, well, why don't you go work for another
NBC
YouTuber
or some show? Yeah.
Or just another YouTuber. Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, why do this when someone who is a bigger, or like, what was somebody that was around before you? Like, why don't you work for like FoozyTube and work for him?
I would drop everything right now.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a great guy, super cool. But it's like, sometimes you just want to pave your own way and do your own thing in life. And you don't want to be under someone else's roof or, you know, but they also have their own rules. And like, I couldn't ask you about what I want to ask you about. I'd have to ask you about like, you know, Putin and Russia and, they want me to ask about all
he
that.
He knows about that shit.
Right. But so that's why it's like, you just want to do your own thing. So
I feel it. So how do you even get started on this path? Like what in your mind clicks that you say, like, I want to, I don't know how to say it, like follow celebrities and videotape them.
Right. Well, that's not what I used to do. I used to have a different profession, and it kind of the first thing that kind of all started it was Carucci Tran used to live down the street from me, and so Chris Brown would be over there all the time, and he'd always have his Lamborghini parked in the front. And one day I'm driving by, and Chris Brown is like banging on her door and like screaming to like let him in or whatever. But I don't know if she's not there. I don't know if she's not let him in. But so I just took a few pictures of that, and then like he sees me like, uh-oh, you know what I mean, because they're in some fight. And then so he like jumps in his Lamborghini and takes off. But she just used to live like in a small house just on the street in the neighborhood, you know, just like a regular one-story house. And it kind of sparked from there. And it just like, after seeing like,
you like the way it felt,
well, how much money I made,
how much did you make from that?
That right there, I think the very first, I sold them for $1,000.
Okay.
So that was the first, I think it was total, like maybe three photos. So that first sale was like $1,000 for basically me pulling out of my driveway and driving down the street and taking a few pictures and, you know, making an email.
But
so,
when that happens, is there a feeling like, holy shit, I just a Pokemon in the wild. Like, do you feel like you're hunting and
the thing was that living in West Hollywood, you see celebrities frequently. It's not a rare sighting. And then like low key, I would just kind of make a note to myself like, oh, I saw that person today, or I saw, you know, like just different people in traffic or different, you know, people that you run into. Or like I was at Target checking out, and like Rebel Wilson's in front of me buying like cheesecake and stuff like that. You know? Yeah, like candy and stuff like that. So it
why don't I see?
You do. We see people.
I've never seen Chris Brown banging on
But that's also because you don't live next door to Carucci or down the street from her, and you know.
Decided to live in the forest.
No. This neighborhood is riddled with celebrities. Yeah. Encino's a nice spot to get away. But even like, dude, I've had celebrities or paparazzi parked outside my house.
I saw that. Yeah, I know. I know the guy that, that did that.
Often
yeah.
that got him running after. Oh. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Because like, you guys are much smarter than me. You don't think about like I don't think about. Oh, like after I jog past his car, he's. I don't know he's gonna follow me
right
like down the street.
Right. And that's a different thing. That when you that's something I don't do. I don't now the whole thing with Jake and Team 10 was like it was literally like a circus in front of his house every day. Yeah. So that and then you just could not, I mean, you could roll by there at midnight and there's just a group of kids chanting. It's every day, bro. You know what I mean? So that was a little different, but with your average normal celebrity, I don't like to wait at their house and I don't like that. Well, plus also no one's in a good mood when you follow them from their house there. And that goes into the like invasive thing is that I prefer more of like, you know, ran into you in public or you're in a public street, you're in, you know, Rodeo Drive or you're, you know, like on Melrose Place in West Hollywood or at Fred Siegel, places like that, that are public and where you know you're going out and you know people are going
to
see you.
So it sounds like you've applied rules to yourself.
Right.
Are there general paparazzi like rules and guidelines?
No, I mean, you can do whatever you want. I mean,
it's just like, how bad do you want it?
Yeah. And then just how kind of just what's your moral compass or whatever. Like I know a guy that climbed over Bella Thorne's fence in her backyard and got pictures of her
what the fuck,
like in her pool or whatever. Yeah. And I'm and other guys are looking at him like, what are you doing? Like other photographers are like, that's totally illegal. What the hell are you doing? So yeah. And that's what I'm saying is that, well, and also too, as being a person, just being a good person and that you want to be like respectable. You need to get the media that you want and do your job, but at the same point, respect people, because even if you are rich or famous, you're still a person that, you know what I'm saying, has, you know.
Can you, I mentioned it earlier about the drones. I'm a little curious. If you like flew a drone over someone's house, that's like straight up no-no, right?
Well, I'm not sure because the news does it all the time. They fly over, you know, celebrity's house and go, oh, look, they're having a party in the backyard. So I don't really know drone versus helicopter. And I mean, I see helicopter photos and video.
Would you do it? Would you do a drone?
I got not a drone. I got they wanted me to go in a helicopter over Kim Kardashian's house the other day. And I was thinking it was going to be like a big, nice helicopter, but no, it's like a small
one-seater,
like a sketch,
super sketchy,
life and or death.
Yeah, life or death. And I'm like, nah, nothing's that important to do that.
It was a thing with
safety,
your life, rather than like a moral, like I shouldn't be flying over Kim K's house, or was it both?
The fires had ravaged the neighborhood.
Her house wasn't affected, was it?
It was nearby. It was on the path. It was Malibu that was mainly affected. So the main ones were like Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth house and other celebrities in the Malibu area. But I think her house was on the way. So just while you're going over, just stop by. But it was just kind of like, I don't want to get in a helicopter to go photograph a bunch of burned down houses. You know what I mean? Okay. That's, you know, I'd rather find like a hot YouTuber or someone that's going viral with some viral content. Or
speaking of hot YouTubers,
yes,
your life specifically, your girlfriend is sitting over there and she is beautiful.
Thank you,
ma'am. You are beautiful. Like, yo, I'm not just saying this. She's like a 10, bro.
Wow. Well, thank you.
You secured the bag.
You secured the fucking bag.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Your life when you're not like, what does she think of what you do? What do you think?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This episode is made possible by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough outcomes. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you thrive. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Do whatever you want to do.
That's That's beautiful.
That is amazing.
that's beautiful.
Are you? Do you watch his work? Yeah.
Dude,
do you like his videos? Dude, she is so supportive.
Yeah.
How did y'all meet? I'm so good. Like you, because you have a real life yourself, bro.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I mean about going into like working at night. Like I'm out during the day when everybody's hustling, bustling and running errands. And then once it gets into like, you know, nighttime, that's when it's like, all right, you know, time to, you know, have my own life, whatever. But no, we met shopping on Melrose Avenue. So
did you paparazzi her? She looks famous. Are you famous?
Yeah, I mean, she's not, but she'll be starting her own YouTube channel.
There we go.
Soon, so yes,
there we go. You got to give her the shout outs, bro.
Yes, it'll be Maya Lexus or on Instagram Maya.Lexus.
Let's go. Okay. Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
So what do you do for fun?
Oh man!
Like what would happen? Party. What happened if you're at a party and someone came up? And was like, "Yo, Fletch, what about that new girlfriend that just started YouTube? Like, what do you do?"
You probably just know.
That's happened a few times by like some younger kids.
I fucking hope you start getting paparazzi. That's what I want from this.
I mean, I don't know. I've had some other kids like being like around Jake's house. They would just stand there and film me the whole time, or like at the press conference, like different people filming me and stuff like that.
They recognize you.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of time, like people will say the voice, cause I don't film myself. I'm not like necessarily a YouTuber or like a vlogger, you know what I mean? But mine is more just like news coverage and filming celebrities. But I've had that happen before. And I mean, it is kind of a turning of the tables, but you have to like, you know, understand it comes with the territory, you know? So
what's the craziest thing you've done to obtain a photo?
Oh God.
Or video.
Like, I mean, just some like high speed chases and stuff like that, where it gets like really fast. And
mind you, you're driving and filming at the same time. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. Maybe I might have some.
What do you mean? I've seen you do that. You did it to me.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Shut the fuck up, bro. No, yo, no.
We had in London for the fight. Do you remember this guy?
Oh yeah.
There was a guy who ditched a running motorcycle to follow us into the subway.
Wow. I mean, that, I don't know that guy or what he did. But I mean, sometimes you've got, I mean, there have been times that have been really, really crazy. Or like I remember when Amber Heard was having her like big scandal with Johnny Depp and she was going to court. It was like mayhem there. Or like when Blac Chyna was suing Rob Kardashian, or when they first announced their marriage. Like certain events can just be really, really aggressive and really hectic depending on how many people are there,
right,
and how much media coverage there is, whatever.
Okay, so my first real experience with paparazzi. I was in Hawaii.
Okay.
She's not my ex-girlfriend, but I was with her.
Okay.
And this picture was taken of us. Do you know this picture?
I have not seen it, but I mean, that's a good one.
Bro, hold up. We're standing in the middle of a cove.
Right.
Kissing. And I remember telling her at the time, were you there?
No.
No, you were not. I remember telling her at the time, I was like, yo, how crazy would it be if we got paparazzi right now? Like right now, because you always see celebrities like getting pictures of them kissing at the beach, right, and all like the most random exotic spot. And I'm like, those aren't like real, right? Like those are staged.
Right.
And I'm saying this to her. Little did I fucking know that it was happening right then.
Right.
And this was in a secret cove that takes like a 15 minute hike down.
That's insane.
How did that happen? Any guess?
There was probably your tour guide or someone that recommended it to you, knew a local that just told them, hey, this guy and his girlfriend are going down there. So, and they're going to sell it and make money off of it. But the good thing there though, is that it was relevant and that it sold. Where it gets bad is when celebrities tip off the paparazzi and it gets shot and gets sent out to media and you never see it anywhere. It's not on any blogs. It's not on Daily
Mail. Why is that bad?
Because that's when you know you're irrelevant.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good point.
That's when you feel the burn.
The ultimate way to find out why, because have you had celebrities hit you up like, where the fuck is my coverage? And you're like, sorry, dude, no one gives a shit.
Yeah, well, it's like, well, they know, like, I won't say any names, but like, I'll shoot a celebrity submit it to my photo agency. It goes out to all major news outlets, everybody. And then you wait, you know, a couple hours, and then you Google your name and do a Google image search and the newest things, and it's nowhere. And you look on Instagram, it's not in your tags. No fan pages care. No one cares. And that's when you feel the burn of like, damn, I'm irrelevant. And that's when you see girls start to step it up and do more flamboyant things.
Oh my God. Oh, you know, no.
You know, so that's when they start.
All for the clout.
There you go.
Do it for the clout. Smash. I'm out.
One note on that pic. I did like how you had the GoPro. Did you notice that?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
You stayed strapped.
Because I was fucking vlogging at the time, bro.
There you go. Yeah.
always
strapped.
So stupid, bro. Because like I was a YouTubing vlogger at the time. Like I still am. And here I am just trying to live my best life.
Yeah.
Get a couple GoPro clips, and kiss your girl.
Yeah, bro. Like, what's good?
That's great, man. And then, by the way, that's phenomenal, too, that you've had so much success doing what you're doing, man. That's really good. You know, I mean, because there's a lot of people out there that are trying to film themselves and trying to create content. Yeah. And it just doesn't work out, you know?
Well, so. I did not expect all of this to happen, especially with like the nature of your business. Cause like, dude, again, when the first time that I got popped, I'm like, I'm a YouTuber. Like, who gives a shit? It's funny you said, I saw Cameron Dallas getting hit all the time. And I'd like walk by him and like, I don't know. I was like, yo, that's dope. But like, how?
Right.
And then all of a sudden it started happening. So it's been a real interesting evolution.
Do you think that this crossover from, you know, traditional mainstream Hollywood into digital is taking place because of, you know, the work you guys are doing?
Not necessarily just the work that I'm doing, but I think that, I mean, the whole basis of just media coverage, period, is that you need views and traffic. You know, these Inside Edition needs views and ratings E News, Entertainment Tonight, they all need that. And the thing is that's why you see more segments of, you know, these viral videos or these like up and down phone videos, because that's what people are wanting to see. We don't care about this many people got murdered and this place burned down and all that negative news. And the thing is that the younger generation is going more towards, you know, like YouTube or Vine was big, you know, when it first started.
Yeah.
And those creators are, you know, because and a lot of movie stars, too, are really, really boring. People don't understand that that the role that they're playing, that they're acting it, it's all written. And so the thing is, if you ever do see a movie star, a lot of them are very rude, they're very bland, they don't have much of anything to say or really any personality at all. And then so a lot of the ones that I've run into, but so when you have, and they're not accessible either, but the younger generation of the YouTube or like the boy who was like yodeling in Walmart, you know what I mean? Like people related to that and
Mason
and
Ramsey.
They were drawn to that and then it just kind of, that's more relatable content, and it's always kind of videos that aren't super high quality, you know what I mean? Just the more viral content is what's more popular now. And then people, and if you notice, Ellen kind of follows that too, that almost all of Ellen's guests, you know, are kind of in some sort of a viral trend that she's going with, whatever.
Right.
So that's what I think mainly is more that they're looking for more content that's going to drive traffic and get views. You know what I mean? Because if you watch a lot of those interviews from like movie stars just promoting a movie, it's just boring.
Bro, they suck.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities just like quite honestly just suck.
Yeah.
And like I was kind of hopping back and forth over that line of like traditional, and like I found like there's just like some, a lot of like actors kind of just fucking boring. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. So you know, because you've been in some movies, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I mean, and you know, and you've got your personality, and you're like excited to be there and happy, and they're just like, you know, I need my latte with no.
Well, also, I think it might. Maybe I'm being slightly biased because I'm not able to dive into a full relationship with some of them, but. There's like a certain standoffishness that I see a lot in traditional Hollywood that like I've made it a fucking point to not have, like with paparazzi, with fans especially, like I make it a point to do my best to like take a picture with them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what That's what you're known for, and that's good because people remember that. And they might not remember anything they did for the past 2 months, but if they met you and they had a positive interaction with you, and a lot of people here are from other states and other countries, and they've flown here, you know, from Greece or something, and they're like I remember when you had your ice cream truck giving out like shirts, like some girl was like, I'm from Paris, and these people were like, we're from China. You know what I mean? That they come a long way, and it means a lot to people when they meet someone that's important to them and they have a good interaction, you know? And so, it's good.
I feel like you are very good at making people feel comfortable. You make it seem like a conversation sometimes. But why should a celebrity answer your question when you like just run up and put a camera in their face?
I mean, they don't have to. As long, I don't even care if you don't answer. The only thing I hate is when they just cover their face. And it's like, you know, something total, like Taylor Swift is notorious. Her guys carry like 2 or 3 umbrellas at a time. Oh, and they just pull out umbrellas and just hold up umbrellas.
Why do you not like that?
Well, because then you don't really get any media out of it that's worthwhile.
But what
if
Taylor just doesn't want to have a camera in her face?
That's her right. And that's her choice, you know? So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know?
It's so interesting. Such an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, but also too, it's weird that some people will act that way, but come to like the most public place that you can be, like the most busiest street, the most like thirstiest place you could go, but then play the card of like, oh, but leave me alone.
I agree.
You know,
I agree. Like when we went to Tao, bro, like, come on, we knew, like we knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
It was a little more than we expected, but. Granted, yeah. I can't try to play dumb and act like I didn't think something was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I try not to. That's why I try to give you the time of day.
Thank you.
Most of the time, last time I had acne cream on my face, I got these.
Right. And I was torn between you and Jake, and I'm like, which way do I go? Because y'all were both going different. You were both so far apart from each other. But I remember one of the funniest clips that I didn't get, but one of the guys I work with got was you. You were like, me and Jake, the truth is me and Jake just aren't that close.
Oh, no.
And then he did like a whole vlog about it.
Oh, no.
And you're just looking in the camera just as serious as can be. And you're like, man, this is the truth. And it was like
that one blew up. Mike was there.
Yeah, I was there for that too.
Oh, fuck.
And you were just as like serious as can be. And then the next day you're like doing some video with Jake. And then you're like, I didn't say that. And then he cuts and splices to it or whatever. So.
Dog, I'm going to be honest. I was so fucking drunk, dude.
That was a funny one though.
No, like it was. Oh, this is my worst nightmare. After the clubs when y'all. Yeah. Oh.
Like coming out of Poppy that night.
Because who knows what I'm going to say, yeah, dude.
Right,
who knows?
Right.
And that night, I happened to be like waiting for an Uber. You were there, right?
Yeah.
And I was just hammered, bro. And I was like, yeah, I don't even like Jake. Like, whatever I said.
Well, I know you guys, you know, went through it. And I don't know if that's real or if it's for content or whatever. But, you know, I know y'all went through some things.
It was real. Like, yeah.
It really was. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We've never faked anything.
Okay.
Of our relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, it sucked, but it also made us strong as hell now.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, it was good. And that's why I think when I started out, I was like, wow, it's been forever since I've seen both of you guys at the same time in the same place. Because it was like, that's something you don't see every day, you know? So that's good. And I'm glad that you guys have worked it out and are able to move past it.
He's saved my ass a bunch of times for the post-club interaction.
Okay, yeah.
I just tuck him, bro. Yeah. I just tuck him under my arm and I walk him past.
Usher's me alone.
I just walk him past.
Like a mangina.
Bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like walking out of Hyde, walking out of Poppy. Like I'll just, cause he always wants to talk. Like he's the kind of person that just wants to have a conversation. I'm like, bro,
well,
that's nice though.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's great until your blood alcohol level is 0.2265 million. And I'm like, bro, like I want you to talk right now, but at the same time, like I'm scared of the things that are going to come out of your
mouth. So, and they love to, when you do something, like a lot of people love to spin it a negative way. I've noticed that. Like
me specifically?
Right, you. Like things that I don't take offense to, other people are like very offended by it. And I won't bring any particular things up or whatever, but it's
why not?
I don't want to say something and people be like, oh, you know, we're mad at this or that. No, I'm just saying like, but I feel it. Do you feel like you get a bad rap sometimes?
I've earned a bad rap. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Like I've done that. So I'm not going to shy away from it.
Okay.
Sorry. Just something caught my eye. Can you show my dog sleeping real quick? He's so Gosh darn cute.
That is not indicative of the energy of this podcast. He's just taking a nap. All right.
So, yo. Yeah. Let's say.
Yes.
Let's pretend it's 2 p.m. and me and you are on Rodeo Drive
right now. 2 p.m.
What do you say to me right now? What's popping in the news that you want to know about?
Oh, my God. Like, I mean, probably who are you dating? I think that's what most people would like to know. Like, are you just kind of, are you being single? Are you just hooking up with a lot of girls?
I'm single right now.
Okay.
I'm really focused on this grind. Okay. Hashtag this grind.
Okay. You tweeted something the other day like, it's January and I'm sober I'm vegan and I'm...
It's horrible, dude.
Kissing babies' foreheads.
Yeah, and, dude. I'm just sorry that, like, literally, like, you saying, you tweeted this, and I, like, PTSD of just, because, again, sometimes where the interactions torment me. Yeah. I get so scared. I go home, I'm like, what did I just do? Who am I?
Yeah.
But, am I going to ruin my career again?
Yeah, but I think that's the with the whole, like, I even, someone DM'd, you know, find Logan, ask him about Klogan and what's going on, and I DM them back, and I'm like, trust me, it's over. Well, I'm not going to ask
him
about
that. Like,
well, I mean, I asked you that the other day, but I mean, I'm under the impression that it's over. So I was just like, to me, that's an old question. And once I ask a question, I don't ask it again.
I got you. You know what I mean? You're right. It's just you shut down the fans, inquiries.
Yeah. Once in the fan too might have just an old, like that's old news. I asked you the last time I saw you and then you didn't answer. And that's that. I'm not going to like beat a dead horse and just keep, you know what I mean? So just mainly like dating and just, you know, maybe, who's going to be your upcoming guests on here, what you're doing, like just future products, future vlog ideas, you know, were you going to be collabing with Jake would be maybe something that I'd ask about, or doing like a new music video with Jake. Or I think I asked Jake, like, would he let, like James Charles and Jeffree Star do his makeup, because those are really funny big videos where they do this ridiculous makeup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like the mukbang videos or whatever, where everybody just orders like the whole menu and eats it.
All right, so what happens now when I see you? Is it like, am I just like, am I like, yo, Fletch was good?
I guess I don't really know. But I mean, if I see you and there's, you know, there's an important story, you know, I represent the fans.
Like, of course, you got to do it. You got to do
know. It. Yeah. But I mean, I definitely have a lot of respect for you. Thank you for inviting me on today. And, you know, that and also it just goes to show, like, as far as me with being a photographer and a paparazzi, that it's not this image that people think of, that they're just like, you know, scoundrels.
I know.
Like,
that's why I wanted to have you on.
Like, well, thank you. I appreciate it. That, you know what I mean? That
that's
it's
an art.
That's, yeah. And I mean, some people are, but I mean, there's different people in all walks of life or whatever, but no, I mean, just basically the things I said, I mean, if what's going on with you, mainly, I think a lot of fans want to know who you're dating. I think that seems to be, they like YouTubers in relationships.
I don't
just
think
celebrities in relationships, period.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, yo, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Next time I see you, I'm gonna be like, yo, Fletch, what's popping, homie?
What's up?
But if you ask something that's like
out of line,
I'm just gonna be like, yo, F. I'm calling you F. Yo, F, I can't answer that, dog.
That's fine. That's totally fine. And there'll be no harm done, and you know, it'll all be good. So yeah, there's no stress at all.
Big facts. Thank you guys for listening to yet another episode of Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. If you're not yet subscribed, make sure to do so. iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts or watch podcasts. We're about to do an extended audio Q&A only with Fletch right now. We love you guys. Stay tuned. We'll see you next time. Peace. Stay right there. Don't move. Don't move. There's a huge giraffe. Right behind you. So, yo, I wanna, with the audio version, I can like open up a little more.
Okay, all right.
Why you been so quiet, Mike?
I'm just sick, bro. Not feeling so great.
I don't think you are.
Yeah, I just don't feel really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, when Mike is silent, something's up.
The vibe changed, bro.
He ate a gummy.
A bad lunch or something like that.
No, I think.
I haven't slept a lot, bro.
I've been squeezing his knee under the table.
Okay.
Because that was like our thing. Like, we switched them and like, so I could like squeeze his knee. But I squeeze it a little too many times. I think he's upset.
No, I'm not upset. I'm fine. I just had like, I don't know.
That's weird because Fletch was squeezing my knee.
Dude, oh man, I don't want to go there, man.
Hey, so you got a girlfriend. You don't need to squeeze my boy's knee.
Yeah.
How come you didn't roll up with a camera now?
Because if... that just wasn't, that wasn't the vibe. I mean, of course I would have got views, you know, like that, but the, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like there's a work me and then there's a different, but I wouldn't, I guess I wouldn't necessarily be disrespectful like that. If you invited me over, you know what I'm saying, to film this podcast, then it's more on your terms of what you want to do. Yeah. So
I appreciate that. I just wasn't sure. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
No, and I've seen like videos where people like would go to Jake's house and knock on the door and just shove a camera in his face. And I mean, like I said, that there's kind of like a time and a place for it. And I just didn't feel like this was the time or the place.
Like the Maverick house, like we're all boys. Yeah. You know, we kick it. Do you have a squad of boys that you take photos with?
Dude, my of guys that I work with, but it's a weird thing because it's kind of like they're you work together but they're competition, so you're cool but you're shit. You know, it's like
that is weird,
but sometimes it takes multiple people to get one thing, you know. And like I said about a lot of celebrities going out back doors, you need someone to cover a front door, a back door, side door, you know, or someone runs and covers their face and hides a lot, you need multiple angles to try to get to the frame of them, you know, doing what they're doing. So yeah, there's a lot of people that I work with, you know, but there's a difference between work and then personal life, you know.
On one of the knee grabs that I got, I was going to ask you, because you were talking earlier about 40 minutes ago, like the last time I said something, about like chasing people,
right,
and shit, and when I was younger, like the Princess Diana thing was a huge thing.
Right.
Right. And that was like the biggest thing.
Right.
I mean, I still remember that shit. Like, like,
what was that?
Like pop, you know, the story. That's the thing. And I got to ask, how old, or where were you when that happened?
I was getting a newspaper, for my mom. And
so you remember exactly.
Yeah.
Where you
were. And I handed my mom the newspaper and she was looking at it going, oh my God.
For our age group, I'm in my really young 30s.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Everyone knows that shit.
Oh,
like, that was the biggest
everybody.
Fucking thing ever, right?
I'm sorry.
The biggest paparazzi story of all time is the paparazzi chasing Princess Diana.
It was
on another level. She was the most important target in the paparazzi world beyond anything you could ever imagine in the United States.
And
it's like massive.
Right. And certain people drive fast, and it's that's the way that they drive and swerve in and out of traffic, and they drive fast, high powered cars, and you know, like exotic cars, and it's almost sort of a game, like a cat and mouse game or whatever. But that's why I really try to stay away from that, because the thing is that at the end of the day, you got to think about safety. You got to go think about going home at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And not only that, like my insurance went through the roof. Like I had so many speeding tickets, red light tickets.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, my car insurance was like $600 a month. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like when you're paying that much just for basic car insurance, it's like.
Anyways, I feel like for the people that still don't know what we're talking about. So in the end, you know, the paparazzi chased one night
Princess Diana
through a tunnel at 140 miles
something.
An hour.
Whoa.
And the car completely flipped.
Hers?
That's how Princess Diana died.
Oh my God.
Was being chased by paparazzi. Yeah. And so that was the biggest, I mean, it was.
But another thing too, though, is that the paparazzi follow at the same speed you're going. So if you're going 5 miles an hour,
but she was speeding faster and faster to get away from them. And so shouldn't she have done it? Maybe, or her driver shouldn't have done it. But that was an even worse situation because she wasn't driving. Like, she was just in the backseat. Imagine that fucking terror in her mind, like trying to get away from that. And then they flipped the fucking car in the tunnel. And
oh my God, that's horrible.
Right.
She had no chance.
That's what I would say. Some of like the worst things are probably like high speed chases. And that's why I don't do that anymore. And that's why I don't really condone it. But also too, a lot of the people that did that stuff earlier years ago, like the celebrities that did it, have grown up since then. And they just don't drive like that anymore. It's just not necessary anymore. But those are not everyday things. It's just kind of rarer things that happen or whatever. But
because that changed the game for paparazzi. Yeah, like that whole thing was like, like before that, like you didn't even need like light, like there was, it was a free for all. And I think that changed so many. Like
she was probably one of, if not the most famous woman in the world, the most famous woman in the world. And I mean, it was a tragedy. You know what I'm saying? That happened. I mean, I didn't have anything to do with it at all, you know, and just really with anything, you got to be careful. I mean, a lot of people don't know it, but, there was a guy that was that was getting pictures of this rapper, Little Twist, and he got hit by a car while he was getting pictures of Little Twist, and he died.
Oh my
so,
God.
I mean, there's definitely dangers, or if you're
on both sides.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to watch out. You got to be careful and you got to, just have a good moral compass. You know what I mean? Do your job.
So what about when Justin Bieber gets pictured with his dick out?
Yeah.
Where's the moral compass? It's no, this dude is naked. Let me photograph
right.
him.
And that's not me that does that. That's like in Bora Bora or something when that happened. But you got okay, when these locals live in these, remote remote areas of the world, and they know when a celebrity comes into town, and they basically are in boats, and they sit in boats with, really long zoom lenses and then just basically wait. And then here comes Justin with his dick out, jumping around, and they get pictures of it and then I don't even know how much money they made off of that.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, but
JB's dick is probably pricey. Expensive. It's a pricey dick.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. It was a solid sized dick too. Put it out there.
Then that's okay.
But you know what?
That's got to be okay at the end of the day.
I had a girlfriend at the time. This was way back when. We reached the conclusion that it was a post sex dick. You know when it's
in the game,
but it's looking nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be the worst though, if the water was cold and
that's what I'm saying. He got lucky.
Yeah, your game is
hard. We call it a semi. I mean, post sex. I feel like it's still a semi.
Right. Yeah, but either way, he was in a good place, having fun with, a hot girl. So good for him. But if you're a celebrity, don't run outside naked, no matter where you are in the world.
Unless you got a semi-hard dick.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I plan on doing that one day. With that said, thank you guys for listening to the audio only version of Impulsive. Fletch, thank you once again, my friend.
Thank you.
We will see you guys next time. Like and subscribe.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.